chapter 14. I'm glad my guys in the sound booth are on it. Amen. Or they don't never know what I'm going to preach. Amen. Matthew chapter 14. I don't know. I got two sermons on my mind. I knew one of them was either this morning, one of them's going to be tonight. Without a doubt. I thought I was going to preach something this morning, but the Lord's changed my mind. That's what happens when you go to Sunday school. People get to testifying and God gets to talking to you. Amen. Matthew chapter 14. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Very familiar scripture. It's amazing to me how God works. How you can preach something 10, 15, 20 times and God give you something else about it. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, look at verse 22. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him into the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. We could stop right there and shout it out and praise the Lord and all of us have a great time. But that ain't where the story ends. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they which were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the songs, for the sweet spirit that we feel. And God, we can Oh, that's here, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, you'd have your hand on us over the next few minutes, God. God, I pray, God, you just strengthen us today through your word. God, I pray, God, you speak to every heart in this building right now, God. God, you move in this church, dear Lord, and get us out of the way because it ain't about us. Help us to lift up Jesus right now. Whatever's done, we'll praise you. We'll honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very familiar scripture. The Bible tells us that Jesus constrained his disciples to get in the boat. We know that basically what that means is Jesus forced his disciples into the boat. He told them, you go to the other side. I'm going up on the mountain to pray. So I've said this before. No doubt Peter and James and all some of these other ones, they were fishermen. Maybe they could tell a skip that it might not have been exactly the right time for sailing. But if Jesus tells you to get in the boat and go to the other side, we ought not have no worries. Amen. If Jesus constrains us and tells us to get into the boat and go to the other side, just do what the Lord tells you. Amen. The Bible says that that while they were going, the wind kind of came up and a storm came up, and now they were in the midst of the sea. They were tossed to and fro. I can just see them, and I picture it in our Easter play, how they're fighting and they're doing their very best to make it to the other side, and great fear is upon them. And the Bible says that they saw something. It was Jesus. And I want to preach just a little while on this thought, what they saw from the boat. What they saw from the boat. Now, I've preached this before about how, you know, Peter might have continued to walk on the water, Brother Terry, if he'd have got a little more encouragement from the boat. Don't you know what those folks were telling him, Wes? Don't get out of this boat. Have you lost your mind? You ain't never walked on the water before. You ain't really sure. That's Jesus out there, amen. But the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. I believe when he said, come, Peter knew exactly who that was. And if he'd have got a little more encouragement from the boat, I'm preaching to somebody right now. My God, all we want to do is fuss and fight and complain. Have you ever noticed the ones complaining ain't the one, is always the ones that ain't doing nothing? Amen. Amen. Y'all ain't got amen. I know how to preach without amen. Amen. But if you'd have got a little more encouragement from the boat, what would have happened? But the Bible says that he saw the wind and it was boisterous. And the Bible talks about how that Peter called out and said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come unto thee. And the Bible says Jesus said, come. So the first thing I want you to notice that they saw from the boat was faith. They watched Peter. They watched Peter walk up to the side of that boat. They watched Peter take a hold to the ropes and climb down off the side of that boat. They watched Peter as Peter stepped out on what was not supposed to hold him, glory to God. And he stepped out and he put his foot on that water and Peter began to walk on the water, glory to God. Hey, can you imagine being in that boat? Don't you imagine what John said? John said, look at that man. He's walking on the water. And they saw faith. People need to see our faith. People need to see how you go through hard times. People are watching you. They know when things aren't good at your house, but they still need to see you coming to God's house. They still need to see you praising God. They still need to see you holding on to the hand that got you to where you are right now. Amen. Amen. They saw faith. When's the last time you looked and seen somebody's faith? Amen. There ain't nobody in this church that can't say you didn't watch Jerry Burr's faith. Right. Amen. Amen. I mean, I went down there and sat with him when there wasn't nobody else around but me and him. Yeah. Amen. Him talking about the Lord, talking about how he wanted to go to church. You see him get out of that pew and walk down that wall there, grab a hold of that side and get up in that choir loft, amen, and sing to the top of his lungs. Hey, still holding on to God. Hey, he might not have known what he did yesterday, glory to God, but he knew who he was singing about. We need to be able to see each other's faith. Amen. But not only did they see faith, they saw fear. Maybe John and them were talking about, look at Peter. Peter's walking on the water. Look what Peter's doing. Peter's doing this. He's out there and he's going to Jesus. That's great. Amen. But you look long enough and you're going to see people's fear. You look long enough and you're going to see somebody go through something. And I don't care who you are. When that doctor gives you that diagnosis, amen, if you ain't careful, the devil will put some doubt in your mind. If you ain't careful, there'll be a little fear creep in, Brother Head. Let something happen to your family. Let them call you and tell you got the C word or your wife's got the cancer or your children having to go through something. And you'll see some fear. Amen. See, the thing about it is, if we ain't careful, you got to understand something. You might not have got out the boat this time. You might still be in the boat, and Peter's the one out walking on the water. But your day's coming. Sarge, your day's coming. Tanner, your day's coming. Cam, somebody's going to be watching you. And it's real easy to stay in the boat and talk about their fear. And it's real easy to stay in the boat and run somebody down because they ain't got the faith that you think they ought to have. But you got to understand something. Your day's coming. Your day's coming. We'll watch how you get out the boat. And we'll watch how you deal with it. Let me tell you something. I realized over my ministry that we all gonna deal with something. We all, when your little baby calls you and they can't walk, cause something, cause they already got sick. Don't you understand something? Fear's gonna come in there. You can have all the faith you want to. Sometimes your faith got to get greater than your fear, because we're all gonna go through it. I understand it. Peter was out there walking on the water and they could see him. They saw Peter begin to sink. They watched Peter. Oh, well, I knew this was going to happen. I've heard that from people in this church. I knew they wasn't going to make it. You liar, you didn't know nothing. The sad fact of the matter is, Tony, some were hoping that you wouldn't make it. Some liked it when you didn't make it. It gave them something to gossip about. But glory to God, somebody on the boat was probably praying. Somebody on the boat was looking for Jesus. And glory to God, the one that was out of the boat, out there trying to do something, he had his eyes on Jesus. Yeah, I understand it got tough. And I understand. But the Bible says that he cried out. Understand something. That sometimes we see fear, and sometimes we see failure. Peter began to sink. I'm going to go ahead and say this like Jesus said. Let he that without sin cast the first stone. All y'all that's perfect, come on and get up here in the choir loft and back me up while I'm preaching this. Don't run over nobody now. You stay in the boat long enough, you're going to see people fail. You're going to see people fall. If you stay in the boat long enough, glory to God, you ought to see somebody cry out to Jesus. Amen. Peter said, Lord, save me. And the Bible says immediately. That means right then. That means within a split second. Jesus was right there picking him up out of that mess that he got himself into. Picking him up out of the sinking that he got himself into. Picking him up when he got his eyes off of him. Glory to God. You stay in the boat long enough, you're going to see fear. You're going to see failure. You're going to see faith. But you're going to see forgiveness too. Thank God that I have seen God do things in this church and in my ministry. I've seen God take that one that was in church and faithful in church and had their eyes on Jesus and was doing everything they were supposed to do, Brother Robert. I've seen them have fear and have failure and get out of the boat and get out of the church and call out on God, and God come back to them and God forgive them and God set them back into the right place, amen, and God put them back on the right track, amen. Hey, some of us in here right now, the Bible says, and such were some of you. I've been there. I've been there. When I got my eyes off of Jesus and I began to sink and I was out of the boat and everybody in the boat was talking about me. And look where the Lord's got me now. I got a preacher friend of mine. He stood in this pulpit. He was 1 week from divorce. And he's been pastoring now for about 20 years. I can tell you time after time after time how good Christian people, amen, got their eyes off of God, amen, and fell and began to sing and cried out, and immediately Jesus was right there. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus will reach that out and shake your hand when nobody in the church won't shake your hand? Aren't you glad that Jesus will reach out that hand and pull you up when nobody in the boat will pull you up? Aren't you glad that Jesus, my God, Jesus was the one out there with him in the storm, everybody else in the boat? Yeah. I want you to listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. Somebody in this church needs to hear this. The last thing they saw from the boat, Brother Robert, was Jesus' faithfulness. Now listen. The Bible says they watched all this, Skip. They saw all this going on. And when Jesus goes and pulls up Peter from out from sinking, the Bible says they walk back to the boat. Get on the boat. And calm the storm. Somebody today needs to hear what I'm getting ready to tell you. Jesus will be faithful and get in your boat. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what kind of storm you're facing right now, I serve a faithful God that loves you enough. Oh, yeah, you stayed in the boat. And let me go ahead and tell you something. Peter had a failure outside of the boat. But my God, what about all them on the inside the boat that had a failure? They didn't get out when Jesus said, come. I don't know why in the world those 12 disciples didn't file out one by one by one by one and all 12 of them walk into Jesus. My God, what kind of story would that have been? We had a failure outside the boat, Alan, but we had a failure. We had 11 failures inside the boat. Jesus will get in your boat. Even when you fail, even when you don't forgive, even when you're fighting for your life, Jesus will get in your boat. He's faithful. My God, if we ain't careful, well, I know he'll get in Robert's boat. I know he'll get in Clint's boat. I know he'll get in Tony's boat. But will he get in my boat? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He already did. What are you going through this morning? What kind of storm are you in this morning? Jenny, y'all come back and sing that song. I just want to say I'm sorry. Jesus is here this morning. And I promise you, I don't care what you're going through right now. He wants to get in your boat. He desires to get in your boat. Whether you got a physical problem, whether you got a spiritual problem, whether you got a family problem, hey, he don't care what kind of boat you in. He can get in it. And he can take care of it. Amen. God, we love you. Lord, I want you to speak to hearts right now. God, I've watched as I preach this and I've seen people wipe tears, God. Lord, that tells